He is risen. Alleluia. And a happy Easter to everyone. It's lonely here without so many people in the church. But nonetheless, the sacrifice of the Mass is offered, and we endeavor to persevere. How many times in a more normal setting have we thought to ourselves as we get up how we're going to spend our day? Some folks like to use a planner. Some folks write out all the things, the tasks that they want to do that day. And we've got a plan. We've got our day laid out. And then how upset are we when things don't go as our plan indicates? Traffic keeps us from getting to some place on time. Or we get a call and something deters our plans for the day. Let's take a moment and think about Mary Magdalene. What was her plan Sunday morning? Her plan was to go out to the tomb, to have someone roll back the stone and anoint the body of Jesus Christ. For in Mary's mind, he had died. She saw him die on Good Friday. It was near dark. The holy day was approaching with darkness, so nothing could be done on that Saturday evening. It was the Sabbath. So she would have had to wait till the sun rose on Sunday morning to go out with others to see what they could do about properly preparing Jesus's body. Imagine her surprise. Her day was planned out. She knew what she was going to do. But then the surprise that the stone has already been moved, and she looks inside and Jesus isn't there. Fear, anxiety, trepidation, worry, what's happened, who has stolen him. And so she runs back to talk to the apostles. She sees Peter. She sees John, referenced in his gospel, always as the disciple that Jesus loved. And they ran out to see what was going on. They too had different plans for the day. But upon seeing the empty tomb, everything starts to fall into place. John saw and believed. Sometimes the interruption to our day might not be a bad thing. It wasn't for Mary Magdalene. It wasn't for the apostles. When we put our place and trust in Jesus Christ and let our day plan out as he needs it to for us, how much better would our lives be? Granted, there are things that need to be done. Groceries need to be purchased, work needs to be done, kids, when things get back to normal, need to be at activities and school or whatever. And there are many things that we need to get done in the course of a day, but how often does our day get interrupted? And how often, when we place our trust in Jesus Christ, is that interruption for good? For when we place our trust in him, as we hear in our second reading today, when we believe of what is from above, not what is on earth, we tend to have a different perspective. Most North Americans fear death. And yet, what are we to learn from today's reading, from this understanding that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? He is born anew, first born of the dead. He has come to spend 50 days with his apostles and with the disciples, demonstrating that there is life after death. And what does he do during these times? He teaches, he eats, he drinks. Isn't it good to know that there's food in the afterlife? In Luke's gospel, so many things surrounding Jesus are with a banquet. And indeed, Christ is the bread of life, not only on this earth, but in the eternal banquet as well. His body is a glorified body. There are the wounds from the crucifixion, the holes in his hands and in his feet, the lance in his side, but they are of no consequence. This is a glorified body. This is a body that has risen from the dead. This is what we can expect after our death when we all rise at the end of time. For we know the rest of the story. We know that there is life after death. We know that when we get into the kingdom, everything will be wonderful and forever. Not just this short span is our life on earth, but also our life in the kingdom, our life in heaven, our life in eternity. And how will we be spending it? Giving glory and praise to God when we've lived our life according to what Jesus has asked. And so we follow God's example through his Son. We hear of the Father's message through the Son. We learn to order our lives as he would have us. But it doesn't mean there's not difficulty. It doesn't mean there's not trial. As we look at the last week liturgically, we see Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a beast of burden, on a humble animal, not on horseback in triumph. But everyone is so happy to see him. A few days later, after celebrating a meal with his friends, the tide turns against him. From happiness and joy to sorrow, to loneliness, to isolation. These days, as we are in isolation, as we are in quarantine, as we are not able to do all the things that we would normally like to do, it's time for us to unite ourselves with Jesus Christ in those moments of his loneliness, of his isolation, knowing that there will be, in Jesus' case, a resurrection, and in our case, a return to normalcy, however different that may be. But in these times, we have to understand the good news. We have to understand that Christ came to redeem us and to save us and to open the gates of heaven for us, to undo what was done in the Garden of Eden through his sacrifice in the Garden in Gethsemane, and then on to Golgotha. When we believe, our lives are better. When we live our life according to what Christ asks us to do, we are in his glory. We are in his service. And so as we spend these upcoming days, Easter is not one day. Easter lasts for 8 days. And during the octave of Easter, we will continue to celebrate in the main sanctuary in this holy week where we celebrate the resurrection and we celebrate eternal life. Next Sunday, we look forward to celebrating the divine mercy as a parish community at 3 o'clock on that Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday. We're able to look now at the whole picture. Just as John realized the empty tomb and that Christ has risen and all the things that Jesus had said kind of clicked in his mind, we should also have the realization that the resurrection was real, that eternal life is real, and that when we live our lives ordered as Christ asks us to do, eternal life will be ours, and we will live in the Spirit.